are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
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 We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We've got 20 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Here. Super Bowl, baby. What's going on, Trey?
Yeah, man, what a game. What a game. You know, it was actually a pretty exciting game, more exciting than I expected. Kind of had a die-off at the end, kind of a boring ending to a great game, but a game nonetheless. I mean, 38-35, Chiefs get the dub.
Yes, they did. It was kind of anticlimactic the way it ended. I was hoping for a big finish, but you know what? I mean, if I was the Chiefs, and I wanted another Super Bowl, I mean, that's exactly what I would have done.
No doubt. They definitely played it right. I mean, yeah, everybody wanted to see the Eagles get one more drive, but I mean, in the spirit of football and winning, you know, that's your whole goal is to make sure they don't.
Exactly. I mean, it was a good game though. Like you said, it was entertaining. It kept my attention. The commercials weren't as great this year, I felt like, but I mean, there's a couple good ones in there, you know.
Yeah, there was a couple good ones. Actually, what's funny is, you know, we were talking about last night that Miller Lite commercial and that Coors Light commercial that they kind of put together, that actually was a Blue Moon commercial, which I figured out. Like, so they're the Coors Light and the Miller Lite are like fighting. And then at the very end, it's like, this is a Miller Lite commercial. No, this is a Coors Light commercial. And it says, actually, it's a Blue Moon commercial.
Hey, was that a bet? Like, was that part of the bet? Like, what beer would be a commercial,
you know? Yeah, there was definitely some bets on beer commercials, which I didn't see any Budweiser commercials, and I figured that's what most people bet on, and I literally didn't see a single one.
Yeah, Bud Light is kind of their thing now, right? I mean, you don't see a ton of Bud Light commercials anyways.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, man, it was awesome, man. It was a great game. The Chiefs didn't seem like much was going on. It felt to me, right before halftime, like, oh, I literally turned to someone and said, looks like the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl, man.
Yeah, the Eagles definitely came out in stride, you know, doing what they do, scoring on the first possession. It's like how they've done it all year. You know, I was a little worried, you know, they got down to that first third down. But Devonta Smith really stepped it up in that first half and was really showing out. Mm-hmm. Miles Sanders really didn't do a whole lot in this game, which is one of the things I said needed to happen for them to win. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely a downfall. But in the first half, I mean, the Eagles really just had full control of this game. I mean, the Chiefs, you know, they were getting shut out. The defense was killing them. Mahomes was limping around, you know. I mean, he limped off the field in the second quarter. And I was thinking he wasn't coming back.
Mm-hmm. So did I. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, dude. He was looking rough. He looked like limping a little more than he was, you know, with that high ankle sprain back when they were playing the Jaguars. So, I mean, yeah, I didn't think he was coming back. He on the sideline, he looked mad, like he knew it was over for him. And that was another time when I was like, it looks like the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. But man, the second half hit and those boys stepped it up, man. It's like they couldn't do anything wrong in the second half.
Yeah, and it definitely I put a lot of weight on the Eagles defense because they were doing very well in the first half of the game. But the second half, it looked like they just kind of slacked up and the Chiefs stepped up. So, you know, it was kind of a change up on both sides of the ball. And the Chiefs, they're really, you know, there wasn't nothing extravagant or anything like that. It was just, you know, get a first down and keep moving the chains. And, you know, and when they couldn't get it out there, Mahomes took off. I mean, that one run where Mahomes ran for like 30 yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would have thought he had never had ankle problems his entire life.
I know, dude. He just kept going and going and going. And I mean, he looked like he was running great. I mean, he came out firing. Let's go first quarter here. I will say this. I seen him on the leg and around the first quarter. And I'm like, okay, he's had time to heal. I wonder if he got that pain shot he didn't get in the Bengals game. I mean, if he didn't want it then, I'm sure you know, surely he didn't want it now, but it is, you know, a bigger game. But I mean, he looked good on that ankle. That ankle looked good until what had happened, you know what I mean? But I mean, it was wild.
Yeah. And then, you know, I don't think MBS had a single catch in this game. I mean, he was just non-existent, having had over 100 yards in the AFC championship. So that was kind of different. McKinnon, you know, he'd been a touchdown monster, and he really wasn't super prevalent. I mean, I know he would have got that touchdown at the end if he hadn't took a knee and everything like that, but he just hadn't, you know, been there in the playoffs like we expected him to be. But Pacheco stepped it up, man. Pacheco was running hard, heavy, downhill. I mean, just plowing through people. And so I think he was definitely a big part of the reason they won this game.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Pacheco. I mean, I think this whole postseason, Pacheco has been awesome. I mean, you think that drive when Patrick Mahomes got hurt versus the Jaguars, Chad Henne came in. The biggest chunk play in that game was Pacheco with a huge run, breakaway run, dude. This kid is going to be something, Trey. I mean, let's talk fantasy football here. Next year, Pacheco, what round do you think this guy goes in?
I mean, especially with, you know, some recency bias and, you know, that's the last running back people have seen play and everything like that. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes third or fourth round, you know, pretty easily.
That's what I was thinking. Third round running back for sure. I mean, most likely he could fall to fifth, maybe even fourth. It just depends. But I mean, I'd take him in the fourth, third or fourth.
Yeah, I would definitely take him in the fourth. I don't know if I would reach for him in the third, honestly. You know, the Chiefs aren't known for running the ball that much. I know Pacheco is improving that in their scheme. You know, obviously they're working him in, but it's just there's a lot of other guys out there that we can't forget about that were in the playoffs but still have great running backs on their team.
Did you see Kansas City Chiefs open as the favorite to win the Super Bowl next year, Trey?
Yeah, of course, and they'll continue that until they lose one. And maybe then they'll still be the favorite, you know, who knows. But they're, you know, and when Patrick Mahomes was asked about a dynasty and all that, he said, you know, they're not there yet. This is not a dynasty yet, but it's definitely leading towards one, and he wants to be at the front lines of it, so.
Well, he is. The kid has heart, man. I'm not happy about the outcome, but I mean, you know, I wouldn't have been happy if the Eagles won either, man. I'm not a fan of either one of these teams, but you know what? I'm man enough to say, you know, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs and their fan base. I know you guys are psyched, and you know, I bet KC was blowing up last night, bro.
Oh yeah, dude. I mean, you know, I was worried that the Eagles were gonna just burn down Arizona after that loss, but it sounded like it wasn't too bad. Everybody was just more upset and went home and kind of did their own thing. I know a lot of Eagle fans in Philly were going pretty crazy, but
that's what I was wondering. Yeah,
those are the ones that couldn't afford Super Bowl tickets. Probably a little more on the trashier side of having fun, but. They went crazy and they did their thing. I saw a bunch of TV shattered and all that stuff. But I mean, I think that a lot of that's just for attention anyway. But
I tell you, Samsung, I bet they love football season, the end of the football season.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Samsung, LG, all them people that make TVs are like, bring it on. They love it when the Cowboys lose, definitely.
Yeah, no warranty during Super Bowl.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah, expired. Let's talk halftime show, man. I've been reading a lot of comments about the halftime show. A lot of people saying that it was booty. No one liked it. And then I hear a lot of people saying that, they're happy Rihanna didn't get anybody else to join her on stage. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I definitely enjoyed the halftime show. First of all, I think it was a good halftime show. Rihanna performed well. I liked the levitating beams that they had out there and the way they were orchestrating that. I liked the red with all the white, kind of gave me a Michael Jackson kind of vibe a little bit. And, you know, they were even hitting some Thriller dance moves and stuff in there. So I definitely was digging that. Also, I thought about, you know, like hoping she would bring somebody out. But then at the end, I was like, you know what, like, she had been out of the spotlight for so many years. Like, this was her moment. You know what I mean? She didn't want nobody to take that away. And last year we had the Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, Eminem, like all these people, kind of a collaboration. So this year I liked it. They kind of changed it up and they just focused on one person. So I dug it.
Yeah, well, I thought it was really great too. But my mom told me before it started, she's like, hey, I heard Eminem is going to be there, you know? So I just kept waiting for M to pop up, you know, and be like, love the way you lie. You know,
well, you know, and Jay-Z produced the Super Bowl halftime show, and he has songs with her, but he didn't do anything. Also, I think there was somebody else, a couple other people that were at the Super Bowl that have performed songs with her that that wasn't out there. And like I say, you know, I think she really wanted to focus on her and her comeback and also her makeup line, Fenty. I don't know if you saw, but during the Super Bowl halftime show, she reaches over and one of the people hand her a little makeup kit. She like flips it open, does a real quick check, and then hands it back off. And that was like a shot at her her makeup line and everything like that.
There you go, girl. Get yours, man. I love it. I got to say this, bro. Like, do you remember the moment when the thing, she's standing on the platform by herself and she just raises up and it's shine bright like a diamond? All I could think, and all the lights around her, bro, all I could think was, imagine that feeling, bro, being that high. Everybody's eyes are on you. Millions of people are looking at you, bro. You know she was getting them tinglys all up in there.
Definitely.
I got you.
Even the camera angle where they zoom out and you just have all everybody's phones in the back and it's just her standing on a platform. Like, it was definitely intense, and I know she had a great time doing it. I mean, and she don't even get paid for that. That's the crazy thing is the Super Bowl performers don't get paid because it's the publicity is enough to, you know, cover the bill, basically.
I had no idea about that, honestly. I'm sure I learned that a long time ago, but just had forgotten it. But, I mean, that is a lot of publicity. The no, she should have, like, held her makeup up. Then
right. Like, well, I mean, everybody know Rihanna got the Fenty products. I mean, it's one of the top sellers at almost any makeup store in the world. So she's definitely doing her thing. And obviously, looks like she has another kid on the way. So that was kind of cool. And you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, they're like, oh, halftime show, all they do is sexualize people and show skin. And there was no skin showed. And people were still saying it was provocative and raunchy. And
you're right. Right. When she like turned around and she was like slapping her ass or something like that. I've seen people like putting on social media disgusting and stuff like that. Like, they hated that. They hated that, bro.
But Rihanna's known for her sexy vibe, you know, her style. That's her deal. Mm-hmm. And she showed that, you know. I thought they did a great job.
Yeah, doesn't she have a song that's basically that, that SNX or SNM?
Yeah, they didn't play that song, of course, but.
No, but she did a great job, man. You know, when it first started, I didn't see, you know, that she was pregnant. I was like, oh, yeah, she's going to rip that thing off and go nuts. But I guess, you know, I'm good for her, man. Good for her. And, you know, I'm happy for her, man. It was a great show. I liked it. So final thought on the halftime show. I liked it. You liked it?
Yeah, I dug it for sure. I'm excited for what they're going to do next year. I mean, every year they have a great halftime show. I think the last one that I saw that was actually bad was when the Black Eyed Peas did it. And ever since then, no, I thought it's been pretty good ever since.
Yeah, well, see, people are expecting just this amazing, you know, performance. And it freaking was amazing performance, but they're just expecting too much, you know? Like it's in your head, like, oh, you build it up in your head like it's going to be just super amazing. And then when it just doesn't exceed your expectations, you're just like, well, that was crap, you know?
Yeah, oh, like, where's 50 Cent coming out of the ceiling? And
yeah, like exactly. Last year. Man, I'll tell you, last thing on that, though, them floating beams, bro, that was sick. I can't tell you how many people at the Super Bowl party were like, she's crazy. I ain't getting up there, man.
I'm pregnant on top of that. Like, yeah. She was up in the sky. Like a diamond.
Shining bright like a diamond, baby. Yeah, but back to the game, man. Back to the game. Yeah, like you said, Miles Sanders, he couldn't get it going. And Jalen Hurts couldn't get it going, man. And I thought that, you know, when we talked about it in the pre-show, I said, look, the problem with the Eagles is they can beat you so many different ways. They can beat you on the ground. They can beat you in the air. And they can beat you with the quarterback. They shut down the run. They shut down Jalen Hurts, so Jalen Hurts was forced to use his arm. And when he was forced to use his arm, you know, he couldn't get the job done. He did great. Don't get me wrong. They scored a ton of points, but it just felt like he couldn't get the job done when he had to throw it.
Yeah, he definitely looked like, you know, he was felt a little more pressure than normal, and he was a little bit out of his element and his zone, you could kind of see. But, I mean, the man still got 3 rushing touchdowns, first ever in Super Bowl history, and he scored an octopus. For those that y'all don't know, an octopus is when someone scores a touchdown and then follows up by scoring the 2-point conversion, the same player. Never happened before in a Super Bowl, so he's got that under the books for him. And
never happened in a Super Bowl, right. But what was it you said yesterday about?
So the only people that have scored octopus this year in the NFL was Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. So I almost placed that bet just because of that fact, but I didn't just because of the simple fact that it's literally never happened in a Super Bowl. So, but I mean, you got to give it to the dude. You know, he gave it all. He gave it all he had. And what I'm big happy about is that after he fumbled, I was really worried where they picked it up and ran it back for six. I was really worried that that was just going to change the whole game. But he centered himself. Yep. He got back in the pocket and he did his thing. Like I say, you know, I think the offense, Eagles offense, did their thing and they still played well. I just think their defense didn't step up enough to beat the Chiefs.
Yep. Yep. I mean, yeah, defense played great all year. Going into the game, we were worried about the run defense of the Kansas City Chiefs being 17th in the league. And the Eagles were first in the league. So it just seemed opposite last night, man. The Chiefs were getting it done on the ground and the Eagles couldn't stop them. You know what I mean? And they couldn't get it done on the ground. I had Boston Scott getting 8.5 rushing yards. He got 8. a lot of bets didn't go through that. I hope Marquez Valdez-Scantling, I needed him to get 37 yards. He got nothing. I mean, did you get any good bets that we talked about went through, Trey?
I'm trying to think. Obviously, we didn't get the Rihanna, Please Don't Stop the Music. It ended up being Bitch Better Have My Money, which is also passed all the three rules for the first song of the halftime show. But I had that in my list of possible choices, but I thought it was a little too vulgar to open the show with.
Yep.
They didn't care. They did it anyway. Go ahead, do your thing. But
what I thought was funny about that before you keep going is, you know, like she didn't get paid and her first song is Bitch Better Have My Money.
Right. And they're like, we don't have your money.
Yeah, exactly.
The national anthem, Chris Stapleton, over 2 minutes and 2 seconds. It was actually 2 minutes, 1 second and 99th of a millisecond. So anybody that got the 202 line lost, but there was several lines that were under 2 minutes and 2 seconds that they got it. But I mean, it was down to the millisecond.
Wow.
That it went over on 202.
Well, 1 minute 57, right? I seen on one of mine.
Exactly. And so it definitely went over that.
It really felt dragged out. I'm surprised it was only that long.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but I had some interference on my screen during the national anthem. There was like – it sounded like somebody had a radio or something and like had pushed the wrong button in the background, so it was like some choir singers or something. And I thought I could see it in Chris Stapleton's face. Like he's like, what's going on? But I don't
That's
know.
That's just his face.
Interesting. I'm trying to think of a couple other bets that I talked about.
What about the Gatorade? Did we ever figure out the color of the Gatorade?
Yes, I had to do a lot of research on that because they didn't show it on TV. They did it too fast, basically. So by the time the cameras had cut to Andy Reid, it had already happened. Mm. But it was purple Gatorade, which you would have got the best odds on. It was like +900 and +1100 in some places. And so purple Gatorade is what they went with.
I wanted to place that bet so bad, dude. I was thinking the odds are so great on purple Gatorade. What are the odds that it is that, man? And I didn't. Oh.
I think the last time it was purple Gatorade is when the Ravens won a championship or something, like 10 or so years ago, something like that.
Yeah, with Ray Lewis and them, yeah.
Yeah, and that was the last time it had been purple, so it was great odds on that if you put that bet down. I mean, there was a lot of long shot bets that happened in this game that would have been definitely got you your money. I mean, talking about long shot odds, Kadarius Toney getting a touchdown. I'm sure those are pretty solid odds to make some money on because this dude has been hurt. Like I saw videos, people clipping that of him running it in. They're like, he has a broken ankle and no ACLs. How is he running?
Well, when he took that one for 76 yards, man, I was on the phone with you and you were like, oh man, this is the last play of his Super Bowl.
Yeah, no doubt. And the punt return has never been returned for a touchdown, I guess, in Super Bowl history.
It was the longest, though.
Yeah, it was definitely the longest, but I would like to see him punch it in, you know, which he did get a touchdown, and so I'll give him that. But congrats to Kadarius Toney for getting a ring, you know, after what did I see? They said the Giants like purposefully sent Kadarius Toney to Kansas City to beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl so the Eagles wouldn't get it.
What? Like,
they're playing chess.
Oh, yeah. Everybody else playing checkers. Whatever. Get out of here. No, yeah, he was really emotional on the sideline. I mean, he wouldn't take his helmet off and they wouldn't show his face. And he looked like he was pretty happy about it. I mean, I'm happy for the kid. Chad Henne retired as a Chiefs quarterback, as a Super Bowl champion. Congratulations, Chad Henne. Anything is possible, I suppose. Butker, game came down to Butker, and there was people that were pretty worried about Butker in this game, man, especially after that first missed point, man.
Yeah, the doink off the old post there, and then even his extra points, man, were looking rough. Yeah. I think one of them, like, went over the top of the pole. Like, I mean, it was just barely in, and so, I mean, it was – but that final kick to win it, he was dead set and ready to go.
Dude,
so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely, bro. Great game. Congratulations again to the Chiefs, to Andy Reid, to the Kelce, one of the Kelce brothers, right? Great game. It was awesome. Anything else, Trey, that you think from the game that we forgot to mention?
That I'm excited for next year. I think both these teams are going to be contenders again. I don't think, I think both these teams are just going to get better, obviously. So it's definitely going to be a long shot for anybody else to compete with these guys. I mean, they're both number one seeds, made it and did their thing. So these other teams are going to have to really step up and do some trading and get some good draft picks to compete for sure.
Well, every year is a new year, Trey. There's people that win and go elsewhere. There's people that retire. There's people that go here. People go there. So, I mean, it's every year is a new year, and the team's got to start all over, you know. But it's good that they have those staples, you know, in the team. You know, they got their Jalen Hurts, and they got their Patrick Mahomes and their Kelce. I mean, those pieces together, I mean, that is the building blocks of a brand-new Super Bowl team. Before we go any further, though, we forgot to mention – the outstanding work by the Chiefs offensive line, man. Got to give it up to those big fellas up front. Them against the Bucs a few years ago. I know it's not the same guys, but the offensive line didn't hold up against Tampa and the pass rushers a few years ago. So good for them. You know, good for them big guys. I hope Mahomes gets them something real nice, some rollies or something, bro. You know what I mean?
No doubt. They definitely protected him when needed. So big props to them.
And Kelce brothers, did you see at the end he's hugging Travis is hugging Jason, and Jason looks all mad and stuff, but then he looks over at him and smiles, you know, he's happy for him. But
yeah, I saw an interview with Travis after the game, and they asked, you know, what did you say to your brother in that moment? And he's like, you know, what can you say to someone in that kind of a moment? He said, but all I did was tell him I love him and I was proud of him, you know. And
heck yeah.
He's like, yeah, you. He's like, it's a weird feeling because you're excited because you just won the biggest championship in the game, but you also just crushed your brother's, you know, desires and everything. So it's a very weird feeling. He's like, but I know he's proud of me, and we'll continue to grow and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And you know, he is, he's happy for his brother. Guys, great game. Great show. But guys, before we go any further, we need to talk about our sponsor of the podcast. You see it up at the top of the screen. You see it right there, guys. It is Manscaped, baby. Manscaped has got beard products now. This is the thing right here, guys. You know, something that I think goes, not talked about is it's cordless, okay? I love that aspect of it. There's nothing worse when you're shaving your beard and freaking the cord just keeps getting in the way or tied up, or you're knocking bottles over on the freaking counter. Man, this thing is awesome. Like I said, cordless, and most of them, you got a head right here, but this bad boy's got a little wheel right here to adjust it, make it bigger, make it smaller. You want a two, you want a four. What do you want to do, buddy? What do you want to do? It's pretty awesome. Pretty great. You got to get the kit that comes with the brush, them scissors, some beard shampoo, beard conditioner, all those great things. Trey, you got a big old beard. Tell them about it.
Yeah, man, the Beard Hedger Pro kit, I mean, it's been great for me ever since I got it. I mean, I've used this thing weekly by far. You know, I don't keep up with my beard as much as I should, but I definitely use this thing often. The beard shampoo I use every day because it smells delicious. It leaves a nice oily film, so that way you can kind of style it when you get out of the shower. The conditioner keeps it smooth, and you use the brush, it cleans it right up. And like Bandy said, you know, it's got the head on there that you can change it up, swivel it around up to 20 different sizes. So any length that you're looking for, it's got ready for you. Get you a Beard Hedger Pro kit, guys, because it's the best beard kit on the market for sure.
No doubt, no doubt, guys. And if you go to manscaped.com, use our promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping. If you can't remember the code, it's at the top of the screen, but SUPERFLEX20 also down in the description, guys. Manscaped, baby. Trey, let's talk about it, man. We're gonna put a fork in this year, pretty much, Trey. What do you think, man? First year, fourth and flex.
Yeah, man. You know, it's been a great ride, and I'm just excited to see where it takes us. You know, I'm hoping, you know, we've grown a lot this year, but I think that we're gonna grow even more in the years to follow. And I can't wait. I mean, guys, we got merch out now. I mean, we've already got people repping it, buying it. It's awesome. I love it. If you go check, it's in the description down below. Get you some merch. We got mugs, we got hoodies, we got jackets, we got shirts, we got hats, we got snapbacks, trucker hats, everything that you need. Even some stickers if you just want to get a little sticker and pop it on something for you, just to rep the Fourth and Flex and know you're part of us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The stickers are pretty cheap, man. That coffee mug down there is straight. I designed all this stuff myself, and there's more to come, guys. You can go to fourthandflex.com, or you can just go down in the description below and get there, man. Great stuff. Yeah, it's been an awesome year, Trey, and I'm so proud of, you know, how much we have grown, and I'm proud to have people that actually, you know, care about what we got to say, man. You know, It's you know, sometimes when you have a dream and there's something that you're just so passionate about, like me and you are about fantasy football, you gotta get with your best friend and just do it. You know what I mean? And man, no doubt. I love having you here, man. And I mean, it's all uphill from here, buddy.
Yeah, we got big things coming next year, guys. Who knows what's going to happen? So make sure you hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and hit that notification bell, the triple threat, so that way you're here for all and everything that we give you. And be ready for next year, because it's going to be insane.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, guys. Thank you so much for watching, and we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace. I wanna take you away.
Please don't stop the music.
Please better have my money.
I got a baby in my tummy. I know.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.